Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. I got a lot of questions about what happened, the sputtering of the Republican machine, the fact that, and I know a lot of things that happened, there's a lot of fingers to be pointed, but there's one also, one big glaring example of a part of the ground game that the Republicans, in some cases, just completely omitted. And I wanted to find somebody that knows about more about this than me. So I know somebody who knows more about this than me, and I reached out to him and asked him to join me today. And joining me for the first time in a bit is Tim Knight. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Happy election season, Bill.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right?
Yes, it's always, it makes me wonder when they actually think about legislation, because they do a surprisingly small amount of stuff. They don't actually pass that much legislation, but they seem to really be always all in all the time on election season.
No doubt. And, we watched examples in our country throughout the vast republic of examples done right and examples done horribly wrong. And I'm hoping that all these legislators and these perceived safe states are learning from these massive examples of Florida, which has five times the population of Arizona, is able to count 95% plus of their ballots before midnight on election day. And Arizona, which has this mass unsolicited mail-out ballot situation, seems to want to count forever. How to do it wrong? And you have Michigan, which, I guess just did away with their the thought process of, no, you have to show an ID to vote. We need to look at these states individually. People need to look at their states and ask their legislators, demand that their legislators not go down the Arizona road and look at how more people can feel comfortable about their right to vote and not question the process. We should not question the process. We shouldn't. That old Boss Tweed, Tammany Hall political cartoon that I sent you just before, he's leaning up against a dais and basically said, he's saying, look, there is strength in count. It says in counting there is strength. We should not have that thought process. That should not be. It shouldn't matter what political stripe you are. If your neighbor, even though they disagree with you, has the right to vote and you agree with that, we should not have that concern, but we do in too many places. So we're going to have some beacons of how to get it done. Florida, clearly, over their history since 2000 with the Dimpled Chad situation, has spent 20-plus years figuring out how to do it better. And there are some pretty good states out there, and even the perceived safe ones need to always have a look to make sure that their election integrity is solid. Because if people are saying, I don't trust the system, I don't trust that my vote is being counted, I'm concerned about all these loose ballots, which we certainly can have a conversation about a thought process there, that are being cast by not the person who is intending to cast it, we have problems with that. So we need to make it from election season to an election process that people trust. Must happen. or we will in fact lose our republic and this democracy they keep talking about, which only takes 50.1% of the people, and then the other 49.9% can go just disappear. That's not the country we live in. That's not the country that General Washington went across the river and surprised the Hessians to get our country going in the right direction. No. The risk takers have to take a risk, and they need to spend the time to get our elections strong, that people trust. And it's going to be a process, Bill. It's going to take years.
Well, it's also not the country that George Washington turned down ultimate power for three times. I mean, dude had a vision of what he wanted the country to be. And the founders, I think a lot of them share that. You know, when you're talking about your vote and everything, wouldn't it be, is there any way in the voting mechanism to where when you cast your vote and they're tabulating your vote, like when they took my vote, they took the thing, stuck it in their face down, and it scanned it. Isn't there any way for me, I mean, couldn't they program this to where I review it, I verify it as the way it's been scanned, and then I'm sure there's a way to game the machine, but then I hit a button saying verified, and then that can no longer be touched. It enters a lockbox database that they can't get to. There's no way to do that.
Well, there are some thought processes on whether there's serialized paper ballots that can be tracked. Some states allow you to look at the record of your past voting, including current votes, and they show you how they're tabulated. Arizona, strangely, actually has that. A lot of people clearly aren't looking. Other people don't care. But yes, Bill, there should be some sort of verification process. Texas, actually, of all states, has a system where you can go back and look at all your ballots. That the fact that it's records that are kept long past federal timelines of keeping records. Georgia, this last election cycle in 2018 and in 2020, records just mysteriously just disappeared. Those things need to be kept. And until those things are fixed and guaranteed, where everyone has the ability to look, knows that their ballot was cast and not messed with, and someone can remedy their ballot if it's wrong, those things all need to be addressed for sure. Now, to all those people who think the mail-out ballot situation is just a mighty fine thing and everyone should vote, we could absolutely, Bill, talk about all the places it can go wrong. But let me just warn you, folks out there who are getting those, thinking, well, it's easy and that's great. The problem is that your ballot is less likely, I mean, twice as less likely to be properly counted as if you were to march in and go, you know, sign the little bubbles in the machine and load it the way you discussed, Bill. So if you want your vote to count, you really need to go stand in front of a machine and take that process out of it. So there's a lot to be fixed with the mail-out ballot process and the trust with the machines themselves, whether it's counting 0.1 for a Democrat and 0.9 for a Republican. I don't know. Clearly, people, we should not have so much, we should have simple counting in our ballots and not maybe not so much algorithm. And I think whether that's there or not, I think a lot of people are questioning it, and we can't have that process. We can't have the, we need to be able to question it and not be criticized for questioning it. And we want all this higher algorithm math not to even be part of the process. We just want simple counting.
Yeah. I'm gonna pose a question. This is not going to be one you can answer in this amount of time. But we'll pick it up. So in the event that you have a questionable thing, like in Arizona, and I know that this is run state by state, so it's probably run state by state depending on who the real political bosses are there. But if you get, should there be just some law passed saying all ballots cast by this date are valid, anything beyond that is not going to get counted? End of story. Here you are 4 years in, and we're not disenfranchising everybody, we're just changing the rules.
No, I think that
Hang on to that, talking to Tim Knight. Tim has a very storied past. He is a Second Amendment advocate that is unlike any other out there. I've seen him when he was doing his Second Amendment work. He was part of a crowd, but he was the only one out there actually doing the part of the work that they should have been doing. He's always quite passionate, gets quite wound up. That's the kind of advocate you want, somebody who feels like it's all about the cause. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week when my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Whey, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Whey has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Whey can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check it out at DeSantisHolster.com. I've been getting memes the whole time. I've been doing literally memes. I just got one from Gene DeSantis where it says, Biden, Fetterman, 2024. And I just got one from Ted Nugent. The general population doesn't know what's happening, and it doesn't even know that it doesn't know. Which brings me to my guest. Back to my guest, Tim Knight. Sorry, my goodness. My goodness, I messed that one up. Anyway, the question I pose to you, could there not be something put in place where all of these states have to comply? Because right now, we're sort of being held hostage by Georgia, as it is on the Senate, and they're still counting in Arizona. It doesn't election day mean election day? It doesn't mean election week or election half a month or election month. I mean, what am I missing?
So the Constitution does leave the process up to the states. And Biden, very quickly after he was elected, attempted to work with both chambers of Congress, that tried to fix election laws to their favor. I am more a fan of the 50 states. Clearly, some of them are getting it very, very wrong. And some of them are getting it very, very right. That is how we're going to learn. It's not going to be a one-size-fits-all. But what does need to happen is we need to trust our vote. And how different states are handling that. Michigan is probably went off the rails because people misunderstood a ballot measure there where they probably are not going to have any kind of ID needed to vote. I mean, I look at that going, okay, well, then, you know, I'm not really going to do this for whoever else is listening. But does that mean we can all drive to Michigan and vote then? On the same day? I mean, no, that's a joke. We need to find states that are doing it right. We need to find states that are doing it wrong. And the legislators in the states that are doing it right or that have work to do need to remind their fellow legislators, we cannot be the joke that has become Arizona. Can't do it. Whether we're talking about Kansas or Wyoming, it doesn't matter. Those states all need to look very clearly at what is going wrong and make sure that those things cannot happen there. If the federal government were to handle it, the problem is that the yo-yo is so big that the Democrats will control that. I know that they're not going to have the House now, but trust me, we need to make it all fair. Look what we're going to do. Fix it. Their fix from the federal standpoint will not be correct, not right, and nor is it constitutional.
Yeah. In this moment, talking about the, because I think somebody's they're now looking at the counts that are still outstanding. Let's see, let me look at Fox News real quick. There's still, let's see, according to Fox News, there's still 9 House seats left in play, and some people have called it for the Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Republicans do get out there and take control of the House, should they start the process of demonstrating to the world that they are of a different thought process and not part of some uniparty? Should they get out there and start defunding things? Should they get out there and start just saying, okay, everything stops here? Should they, for example, the 87,000 new IRS agents, should they defund them? Should they take the January 6th hearings and continue them on, but change that to say, hey, we want to talk to that guy that shot Ashley Babbitt. We want to know his rules of engagement. Should they be doing that? Should they play very hard ball, or what should they do? I mean, was it because America didn't see a difference?
I would say to answer your question, should we be playing hardball? Should they be out front? Yes. Absolutely. Asking the questions, even the uncomfortable questions, I think we all need to know. Absolutely. What Congress needs to be doing a whole lot more is asking the question, A, is it constitutional? B, can we afford it? And C, is it the right thing to do? In that order. And when and if they do that, I think that sharing that message, using the subpoena powers to at least bring light to questions that the greater American public has, without so much of a bias. Can the Republicans pull that off? I don't know. I hope that they can. I do hope that part of their conversation, I don't need them to make new federal election law, but I do hope that they project the understanding that too many Americans don't trust the process, whether it be elections or Congress passing massive omnibus bills and, you know, 1,200 page bills that you couldn't possibly read. You have to read it. You can't read it till you vote for it. All kinds of stuff like that. That has to end. We have to have individual responsibility down to the congressman, down to the person to say, no, I wanted this and I didn't want that. They get to hide behind those bills. That's all got to stop. And until the American people understand that, and of course, we all have our busy lives and we don't want to pay attention, and these politicians have created empires. My local politician, my local congressman, who I'm not a massive fan of, Chuck Fleischman, sorry folks, if you like him, he doesn't get me inspired. He's on the right committees though. He's going to be on appropriations, and everyone says, well, we can't mess with Chuck because he's on appropriations. No, I want to be inspired by my congressperson. I want them to stand up and be bold and remember who they work for, and not just that they bring dollars back, but that they're beholden to the Constitution and that they need to do their job and not make it an empire. So we're going to need to see a lot more of that. And Bill, that comes to that, to the candidates. And I certainly would like to dig into just a couple of races here, because we've seen some grassroots candidates do some great stuff in this election.
Do the setup for it. We have about a minute. So do the setup about why you're laying this out and telling me why this is a good thing to look at and how this is a good example. And then let's talk about the details in the next segment, please.
Perfect. So everyone is expecting a red wave. And I think that if we're going to analyze it, we're going to see that some people were successful and some people were not successful so far as candidates go. So I want to absolutely discuss the importance of the party and what role they played federally and nationally, and the MAGA movement versus the establishment Republicans, because there's a fight going on in the Republican Party and the American people need to be aware of it.
All right. Now, Mr. Knight has been noticeably absent for the last couple of years. I mean, Tim and I used to talk on almost a weekly basis, but then social media sort of constricted on him, and now it has relaxed. So now he is back out there. And if you want to find out about what he does and what he has done, you just simply need to go to Facebook, look for Timothy Knight, K-N-I-G-H-T, and you will see an incredible the facets he brings into play in the fight are diverse and effective. And the combination is just fascinating to watch the way it plays out, especially when you start asking a question or two and getting things stirred up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales are coming in better than expected. They rose by 1.3% last month after not changing at all in September. Higher gas prices contributed to a bigger sales number at service stations. The same can be said for motor vehicle and furniture sales. A bus of illegal immigrants from the southern border has arrived in Pennsylvania, and the mayor of Philadelphia, Jim Kinney, is no fan, saying the illegal immigrants are people, not politics.
It is sad and outrageous that Governor Abbott and his administration continue to implement their cruel and racist policies, using immigrant families, including children, as pawns to shamelessly push their warped political agenda. We aren't going to play into sensationalism.
Texas has now sent illegal immigrants to four cities, including New York City, Washington, D.C., and Chicago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking election, and I'm talking election with a gun guy. So, I mean, this is a guy who understands the importance of constitutionally sound candidates. He has played a part in some of them getting into place, and he's going to give us some good examples now. So, let's start. Who's the first one you want to bring up? Tell me why what they did was correct.
I want to roll back the clock a little bit to 2013 to this grassroots thought process.
Okay.
In 2013, I, with five other gentlemen, recalled the president of the Colorado Senate and helped another group recall another senator there. We beat the establishment, two billionaires, the Clinton and Obama grassroots team, both political parties, and we did that. It was an amazing thing. I was just a part of it. I was the chief instigator, as it were, or they called me the godfather. It was a neat story about political novices jousting with the machine. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, and this isn't her exact quote, but she said, this is the most important election people are never going to remember. And she was correct, because it was changing of the mail-out ballots in states. That was the first time Colorado ever did that. And we watched political novices step forward and joust. Now, you would think that this story of these five political novices would be a story told. The publishers of the books, we had two publishers wanting to tell our story, and they were told to shut up and go away. Don't talk to those guys. We can't have this story told. So now we move forward to people who are in the MAGA movement running in these races. We can look at J.D. Vance in Ohio. He was not going to get the support of the National Republican Party. Mitch McConnell wasn't having it. J.D. Vance was clearly the guy in Ohio, and the Republican Party, the Second Amendment movement, people like that got behind J.D., spent some time with him, and created a grassroots campaign for that. And it was an amazingly successful thing. 9 months ago, J.D. Vance was not prepared to be an electable person in the United States Senate, nor did he have the connections grassroots-wise to make that happen. He did it because he worked with smart people, realizing that Washington wasn't going to save him. People in Ohio had to do it. And he was smart to do that. Now, if we boil down to smaller races, we look at Anna Paulina Luna in Florida. She lost her last election, Bill, but what she did was she never stopped knocking on doors. She lost. The next day, she went out and she did it again. She ran a grassroots campaign where she was literally, personally, knocking on doors, meeting people, talking to constituents. She got it done. She understood she had to put in the time. That personal connection where nobody was her boss, and she realized that her boss was actually the people who were electing her. That was a phenomenal. She was down. She was out. People wrote her off. And she said, you know what? I'm going to work for the people. I'm not going to work for the party. Will she work with the party? Sure. Will she associate with good people? Absolutely. I get it. And then we have another shining example. We have, it was Corey Simon, former NFL player, and decided a long time ago, he sat down with his pastor. He's telling this story the other day on another media outlet, and he said, the pastor said, I know you're doing football now, but I really believe your time after this will be more important than football, is that you can come into the public sphere. The people need you. He took that message, and when Corey had the time, and he'd retired from the NFL to do that, he ran and won in the state Senate race that has not been outside of Republican hands since Reconstruction in Florida. What a phenomenal example. And he took that and he ran a grassroots campaign. And perhaps my favorite, because she's a long friend, Rebecca Shmoy in House 59 in the state of Kansas. She ran against the machine, but she ran for the people of her district. She took the time. She did the handshake. She knocked on the door. She did the exhausting work of wearing out shoes to get engaged with people because she believed that was the right thing. I'm pretty positive, knowing the vote count, she walked away with 65% of the vote there in her district, and she earned it. But what she didn't have was support of the party. Now, they're not coming out right and saying that, but you could see absolutely that she did not have their support. Will she work with them or some people, her fans in the party? Absolutely. But what we're seeing, Bill, is that the grassroots story, from mine to others, that they don't like those stories told. They don't. So the establishment Republicans right now in the state parties all across the country are struggling with these MAGA, or in my case, way before MAGA, people who challenge the system and joust at windmills. People always accuse me of that. And, you know, we can't possibly win here. I got to try. So I'm going to joust at the windmill. These are the kind of people who are running, and they're running for county board, and they're running for school districts, and they're running for state houses, and they're running for state senators. Seats in these states. These are the people. These are the future. We need to support them. We need to get out, and we need to get involved, because they are the future leaders, because they dared challenge when told to shut up and sit down. This isn't for you. They said, no, I'm going to go do good work and then go home. Like Cincinnati, most of these people I just talked about will serve, do some good stuff, and leave, because they don't believe they're kings.
I remember one story about Mick Mulvaney, who served in the Trump administration. He was one of the South Carolina contingent that ascended during the Tea Party wave. Now, Mr. Mulvaney was out of money, and he was trailing a guy who had been in the House for 26 years, a guy named Spratt. And the Americans for Prosperity got out there in the final 2 weeks leading up to Election Day, which that should normally be too late, shouldn't it? 2 weeks? They got out and put shoe leather to the ground and knocked on the doors and kicked a guy out of the house that had been there for 26 years with Mick Mulvaney. And now, of course, he's gone on to bigger and better things. I don't know what he does nowadays. He was on the staff, and then I think he became an ambassador or something to some country or something. But He was elected largely due to the grassroots efforts of literally, and I mean this in the most complimentary sense, a bunch of old ladies. They got out there. They were a bunch of very politically savvy ladies, and they went out there and knocked on doors.
And that, so in our Colorado, my Colorado example, I was outspent 20-1.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I forgot about that number.
Money can absolutely be outdone in politics, but don't discount it. You just talked about Mick Mulvaney in South Carolina and the fact that they got out, they had some support from some good organizations, and they got it done. What we just saw in Nevada is quite interesting. There was so much money dumped in the last 2 weeks of that race, and I would say they probably had some pretty decent candidates in Nevada, but what they didn't have in the cases of the races that were won and not won was not enough of the old ladies, as you just said, or yeah, the people who had the time to get involved, who stayed involved, or people said, oh, there's a red wave coming, I don't need to go. No, 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 we have to stick with it. And until we have the thought process where people say, look, people died on a beach from the ability for me to cast a ballot, and we understand that, and we share that with our children. My favorite picture, and I'm sure this one, but publicly people would see the picture of me leaning against the National Archives where the Constitution is kept. And it says, it's inscribed on the stairs on the way up. It says, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. Bill, we don't ever get to let up. People say, I've got a middle schooler, one of my kids. And he's like, Dad, it's always coming. Does it ever turn off? And he's talking about his schoolwork, of course.
Yeah.
But what we're talking about is citizens versus subjects. We either remain citizens and get involved, or we're going to become subjects. And that fight never ends. That beacon of a light on the hill that Ronald Reagan comes, someone's always trying to snuff that out.
Right.
Period.
We're coming up on the last break, and when we get back, we're going to try to come to a summation of this with my question to Mr. Because Tim is actually a much more learned man than I. He is a much more his temperament is a little more even than mine. Unless you get him stirred up, and then when you get him stirred up, then he sort of goes Tasmanian Devil on you. Remember that from the now banned Looney Tunes, Tasmanian Devil? That's the way I see you. A political Tasmanian devil when awakened. We'll be right back. Talking to Tim Knight. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Tim Knight, we've been talking about success stories and failures and everything else. But Tim made you made a reference about how it never ends, and I remember one thing, and I think this is what led to the demise of the Tea Party, because I know a guy who worked with Lee Atwater on the Reagan campaign, and I was talking to him a lot during the Tea Party days. And right after the election of 2010, which was historic, would you agree with that?
I would, yeah.
We gained 63 seats that day against the Obamas. Right after that was done. Like 2 days after that, my radio show, of course, is still going on. So I'm trying to call people to get them to come on the show and talk about how successful this was. Nobody answered the phone. And I call Rowan, who's the consultant, and I'm like, where's everybody at? And he's like, they worked really hard on this, and they're taking a break. And, you know, Rowan, who was he was an old pro at this. I mean, he did so good on the campaign. He served in the Reagan administration. I told him, I said, when do you get to take a break in combat? When you're in a pitched firefight, nobody comes and taps you on the shoulder and says, hey, I know you've been doing this for 12 hours now. You go to the rear and get on that cot, and I'm going to take your place. Nobody does that. And we're involved in ideological combat. This is literally for the soul and the direction of the country. And I guess my question to you, because I would imagine sometimes you take a look at the tactical side of things as well, is do you think we can arrest the way things are going in the country today in a peaceful manner?
I do. And because here's the thing. Another radio guy I listen to. Listen to Bill. Do it, folks. Bill keeps me engaged. But I was listening to another radio guy in Florida, Dan Bongino, actually, and he was talking about it's not hurting enough people yet. And I don't want people to hurt. I don't. But what we're going to need is strong examples, and we're going to go back to the states again. Big fan of strong, of governors who remember who they work for, who are providing a positive example of citizen first. Kristi Noem comes to mind. DeSantis comes to mind. Abbott has some work to do, but I'm a pretty big fan. There are lots of governors out there. I think that examples of what's going to work, like Bill Lee in Tennessee, where we're providing places that are doing it right or doing it better. That is how we're going to keep it, because people are going to go, well, I don't really like my situation here. This really is bad. The crime really is bad. I really don't trust my elections. What's going on here isn't working. I'm tired of the graft. I fill up my car at the gas pump, and that's supposed to prepare these roads, but the roads never seem to get better. But the politicians always seem to get rich based on a fixed salary. We need to change that, and we need to be supporting the places that are doing it better and really question the places that aren't. And maybe those places that aren't are going to realize that they don't have it right. Maybe people will realize, no, I may be benefiting from the system as it is now, but it's not going to benefit my children. It's not going to benefit me later. Maybe people are going to come to that realization. So I'm hoping that our union of states will be our strength, because we will see positive examples as opposed to negative ones. Places where we don't burn down parts of town when we get upset. Places where we challenge the wrong and the right and the wrong, and we question it. Where it's okay to question elections. Where it's okay to have disagreements and not hate your neighbor. That is what most Americans want. They want a safe place to live. They want to be able to put food on their table. They want to take their kids on vacation. We can't do any of that, folks, unless we maintain our republic. People keep saying we live in a democracy. We do practice some democratic methods. But when people say, save our democracy, I'm going to challenge them, save our republic, which means to the republic which it stands. And the standing part, Bill, is the part we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to get more engaged and stand up and go participate.
Well, one thing that I find interesting about what you're describing, a lot of people say, well, you know, they move out of those leftist places and come down here and change it to leftist and it goes blue. Except if Florida and Texas have done very good jobs of both being the receptacles of all of these people leaving the blue states, but they've also done a fairly good job of maintaining their thought process, their mindset as far as their political philosophy.
As has Tennessee with its very favorable tax laws. So there are examples. And people say, well, I don't want you to bring your problems here. What a lot of people were finding are, of course, I can't stop people from moving, but I certainly want. I mean, I've got great friends in New Jersey. I've got great friends in New York and Pennsylvania and pick a state. I've been to them all, and I have friends everywhere. They're questioning what's going right and what's going wrong. And I certainly, people say, well, I'm retreating. No, what you're doing is doing the best you can for your family. And what we are finding, Florida being the shining example recently, is that people didn't like what they were seeing in New York and New Jersey and living there, and they picked up and went. And if the election in Florida is showing us, and to Tennessee too, and Texas to an extent, are showing us, is that people of a like mind are moving together. That does cause me concern, of course, for those other states. But I'm hoping that, again, I don't wish ill will on people, but I hope that people realize their local situation can be solved by changing the way they participate in the process. If you're not going to vote, or if you're going to continue to vote for these bad things, you're going to continue to get them. And I say bad things because if politicians care, they're going to fix it. I guarantee it. But if you get away with them allowing them not to care and not to be engaged, I'm not saying be rude. I'm saying get involved, engage, and participate in running against them, campaign against them, donate money against them, primary them out, get them gone. To get your kids back in the schools you want. And how do you do that? You run for the school board. You show up to the meetings. Yeah. It's going to take that.
Back to Bongino's point, though, and I mentioned this earlier in the show. And it's not, I don't think it has to be a nationwide thing. But I do think in places like New York City and L.A. and all of these population centers, which basically run the state, the little island of blue surrounded in a sea of red, because they're a population center. I think that they're going to have to experience some serious pain beyond that which they have already experienced. In California especially, I would have expected California to go deep red. If somebody told me, you need to be in an electric car, and I'd be like, okay, I'm a good citizen, electric car. Wow, that's expensive. And then they call me up the next day going, that electric car we told you to buy, you can't charge it. I'd have been, just in my logical world, I would have been going, you guys can't quite figure out what it is you want. What do you say, Republican dudes? But see, the problem in California right now is that there is a Republican Party, but what do? They've got the name. And what, are they California Republicans? What does that mean? I don't. It's probably not the same as a Tennessee Republican.
Yeah, I don't know. Being a native Californian and actually being born in the city of San Francisco, I guess I'm a seed from a different pod.
I guess so.
The party thing is not serving us as well as it could and should. And we can't have those labels holding us back. And you and I have in the past discussed where people have placed party before country. And that has to change. British politicians, when you're here, we just had a shakeup, many shakeups actually recently in our parliament.
Yeah.
And, when they talk, they mention party first, country second. And we cannot fall for that because they're fooled. Trust me, they're fooled. We cannot be fooled. We need to realize again to the point. Washington warned us when he left office. Don't fall for the party. You got to think about our republic first. And unfortunately, Bongino is correct.
Yep.
I don't want people to suffer, but more people are going to have to look around and go, this situation has gone from bad to worse to horrendous to whatever's beyond that before they're going to realize I can do this. And the people say, well, it won't affect me. It can't hurt me. When they unfortunately are infected/affected, when that happens, then things will change. And I don't want it to get there, but clearly they're willing to do it there. And the public officials there are allowing it to happen.
Run out of time, Tim. Thank you very much for joining me today.
Thanks for including me, Bill.
Go check out his social media at Facebook, Timothy Knight. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.